Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just check out what everyone else, the national media, because I know we like to get in our own bubble here, but I always think it's nice to take a step back and hear the noise on the outside and what people are saying about the Niners. We got a couple cuts here I want to get to. First and foremost, we'll start with my paisan, Garofolo, NFL Network, on the Niners still being
a
team you got to respect. And you know what? He is an Italian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think we're sleeping on the NFC West, but I think we're sleeping on this team as well. And I understand the impact of the Nick Bosa injury. That is an enormous loss. But this is still a team with a lot of talent that has done everything they can to win every game that they've played so far. I still think that they are a team that needs to be reckoned with. And if they keep winning games against a soft schedule, okay? I don't want to say easy. But a schedule that sets up nicely for them to pad their record. How about that? I'm just using different words here. I think the 49ers are a team that is going to be a factor in January.
He thinks they're going to be a factor in January. That's Mike Garofolo, NFL Network, from a national perspective. And you don't trust Mike? Well, here's a guy that comes on our stations as weekly or every other week. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, obviously does a lot of work, former player, does a lot of work on the radio side, Westwood One. Ross Tucker, he had the Niners in the Super Bowl, Joe, before the season. I know it's crazy. No one else was saying that. I'll give him his credit there. They're 3-0. He's pumping his chest. He still thinks they have an opportunity to do that, even with the injuries. Check this out. Yesterday, on with Grandy and Goo.
I'm really bummed about this. I don't know if you guys know this, but in my predictions before the season on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I had the Niners going back to the Super Bowl. I was really believing in a big bounce back year, and I feel pretty good about that. By the way, with them at 3-0, even with no Ayuk and Kittle gets hurt, no Purdy. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about that pick. But you know, there was kind of two schools of thought. I felt like coming into this year for the Niners, there were the people that believed, you know, that they would have a bounce back year and the guys would stay healthy and all that, like me, I guess. And then there were others that thought, you know, they just get injured all the time. They've gotten older, and it's kind of past the window for the Trent Williams and McCaffreys and some of these guys.
So he's still doubling down, Ross Tucker, on his Super Bowl prediction. And I want to ask Niner fans, through 3 weeks, and we just had a major injury, Nick Bosa out for the year. Do you want to do over on your preseason predictions, Niner fans? And I'm allowing you to do so. I am giving all of you a mulligan right now. If you thought one way or the other about this 49ers team, if you thought like Ross Tucker, they were going to a Super Bowl, are you doubling down on that? Or are you taking it back? 888-957-9570.
What was your preseason prediction?
I thought they were going to be 10-7, 11-6, kind of that range. We did the exercise on the Red and Gold show, the summit, if you will, and I thought they were going to be a playoff team, and I still believe that. It's going to be 1 or 2 in the division with the Rams. Both those teams are getting in my opinion. And so I'm sticking with that. I think they're going to be 11-6 on the season. I believe that. What about you, Jeff?
Well, I think I had said something like, I think they can win 10 or maybe up to 11 if everything goes right and nothing's gone right.
And they're still winning.
I mean, it feels
they're,
like. In terms
still
of health.
But they're still winning.
I still have them in like an 8-9 win zone.
Okay.
Either 8-9, 9-8.
Do you want to adjust that? I'm giving you a mulligan.
I think right now, I want to see how they play these next 3 weeks. So they've got the Jags, the Rams. Go 1-1. Then you get the Bucks. If you go 0-3, like, all that stuff that started, like, now you're in a tough spot. If you go 2-1 against Bucks, Rams, Jags, I feel really good about getting those 10 wins.
I think it matters starting this week against the Jaguars. This is a huge litmus test for them. It really is, because no one knows early on like who you are as a team. You start get to know after 4 weeks. You kind of start quarter of the season. I know it's not officially 17.
Well,
now,
and of all the, like, I call it the preseason rust.
Right. That's gone. We're almost to October. We're going to start getting to the heart of the season. You kind of know who you are a little bit after 4 games. Not to say that you can't have a comeback, and you can. Usually the better coach teams do. They get healthier. You saw the Rams last year. They were clinging to hopes, and they rattled off a bunch in a row, and they end up going to the playoffs and almost upsetting the Eagles in Philadelphia. But I'm giving Niner fans a mulligan right now. Yeah, I'm allowing you to have a mulligan on your preseason predictions. 888-957-9570.
There's the regular season, and then there's like beyond. And I keep thinking, like, look, who they play in the regular season, like, it is advantageous to them. Looking beyond that, their personnel just is not as good, even with a healthy Bosa, as Detroit right now. Their personnel is not as good, even with a healthy Bosa today, as Philadelphia. I don't know about Green Bay. I'm kind of up in the air on Green Bay. I need to see more from them. Minnesota, I love their personnel. Their quarterback was the huge question mark for me, right? And so Tampa, I'm kind of up in the air on Tampa. I'm still making evaluations
on
them.
Mike Evans' hamstring?
Yeah. And so...
You're not a believer in this team yet. You're not.
It's just they've sustained a lot of injuries.
They have, but they're getting their quarterback back. Like, let me put it to
and
you this way, Joe.
What's he going to look like?
Well, let me put it to you this way. If all those other teams you referenced...
They've gotten good quarterback play. But would you agree?
Yeah, they have. I've loved Mac up. The Mac Jones. Yeah, the aura these last 2 weeks.
Like,
it's been great.
They've gotten, like, game one, Purdy was excellent.
Yes.
So, like, what happens when their quarterbacks play a couple stinkers? Because you're just going to. Like, even the great ones have stinkers.
Sure, you're going to lose some games. I'm not here to say they're going to go undefeated. They're going to lose some games this season.
What if Kittle comes back and he re-aggravates? Like, there's just
so
much.
Without him the last couple weeks. You can win again.
Yeah,
you can win.
No, I just.
The way that Pearsall has emerged.
I think this Bosa loss is huge.
We're not talking enough about it. We're just kind of. I
think it's a huge loss.
They have Fred Warner. They got Dion Lenore. You have pieces still defensively. Had this been a Detroit Lions situation, as everyone keeps referencing last year, when you lost Anzalone and Hutchinson and all these other guys, and everyone just kept going down and down and down. It was a Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, but they had on offense, best offensive line in the league, Gibbs and Montgomery, Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Jameson Williams. All in their prime.
And the Niners have won these first 3 weeks without a running game. That makes me actually more optimistic about their chances going forward, because eventually it's going to get to where it needs to be, Joe. They can't be this awful running the ball all season long. That's just not going to happen.
No, and I sound so down on them, and I'm not trying to be. I'm just, I have to see what they look like against some of these better competition. The Rams and the Bucks are two potential division winners. I want to see what they look like against those types of teams.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm in a very wait and see mode right now.
So you're giving them a couple more weeks to kind of see where
the
team is at.
I'm still in assessment mode. You know, like, I have question marks on their secondary currently.
Do you feel like Shasky feels? Are you still in wait and see on this 49ers team? 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. As we now go to Josh on the 80, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Josh? You're on the Morning Roast.
Good morning, fellas. Happy to be here with you guys on a Wednesday. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you, Joe, as I think about it, just because
a win is a win. So I'm not gonna put them down. They're winning. They're playing really gritty football, and it's really kind of exciting games to watch. But it's kind of like, you know, to give an example, like the Vikings last year, right? When they have so many one score victories and you pull them out, it's like, is this team really real? If you look at all the other 3-0 teams this year, they've all had some dominant victories. The Niners haven't had that dominant victory yet. And they also don't have a schedule that's going to show you how they compete with the upper echelon of teams. So I think all season it's going to kind of be like, are they really one of those teams until they start dominating these lower opponents, right? The Seahawks played the Saints and they blew them out. When we played them, it was kind of like down to the fourth quarter, right? But we don't have all of our – we get all of our pieces, then we're really going to know. So it's going to be kind of this wait-and-see type of idea all the way until the middle of the season, until George is back, Ayuk is back. You know, the defense is playing really well. We kind of have everybody back in rotation. That's when we're going to know where we are. But it's kind of funny because even at that time, we play the Bears, the Texans, right? Don't really have anybody that's going to be upper echelon to really see to say where.
Thanks, Josh. You're cutting out there. This is going to be a huge game this Sunday against the Jags, because the Jags are also, I'm sure their fan base, again, talking about fan bases I've never met in my entire life, a Jaguars fan.
The only reason I've met a couple Jags fans is because it's the home of golf. There's a lot of golfers out that way.
Yeah.
And so I know a lot of people have relocated to the Jacksonville area and are totally in on golf.
Well, excuse me. I remember Mia O'Brien, ESPN Radio, who covers the Jacksonville Jaguars down in Jacksonville, Florida. She said Mac Jones grew up a Jags fan. So there's one. Mac Jones is a big Jags fan. Remember he had a Blake Bortles jersey.
Yes, to your point, Joe, too.
Thank you.
I think Brooks Koepka is as well.
Brooksy? He's a Florida Panthers fan. I know he gets after it
there. Did you see the photo last night?
Well, which one?
All the Ryder Cup guys with their wives.
Oh, everyone's crazy.
There's one with John Rahm and his wife that's making the rounds, and people are...
I need to check
this
out.
A lot of talk.
My wife, Ian San Jose, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, here on the Morning Roast?
Good morning, boys. I wanted to talk to you about how Shanahan and Saleh, and pretty soon Mike McDaniel as a senior consultant and then offensive coordinator next year, they triaged not having Ayuk, not having Kittle, not having Brock, now not having Bosa, and they're still 3-0 with no running game. Like, this is exactly what good teams do with next man up. They bring up guys like... Tonjes, I'm not even sure if anybody is saying his name right. I don't even know if he knows how to say his name right.
No, you're right, Tonjes. You're good.
Okay, good. And just the amount of time, the amount of guys that they've had to bring up that nobody knows who they are, and they're still 3-0. Yeah, they played some pretty terrible teams. I mean, New Orleans is garbage, but they weren't supposed to blow out New Orleans because they had 4 out of 5 of their best players missing. Mac Jones just did what he needed to do. Last week, he beat Arizona on a bum wheel for, I don't know, a quarter and a half whenever he blew out when he hurt his knee and had to put a knee brace on halfway through. Like, that is something that the Niners haven't done in a long time. Once the top-tier guys dropped off, the Niners were cooked. Now they're not. This is exactly what we wanted as Niner fans, so... Let's enjoy the 3-0. Let's see him go, I don't know, 12-5. You guys said 10, 11 wins. I'm thinking 12, 13 maybe, because how bad their schedule is, how soft. I just looked at it this morning with my son, and even I was laughing at it. Like, good Lord. They're playing college teams at this point. So, thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ian San Jose. I wouldn't go as far to say the Jaguars, the Bucks, Falcons, Texans are college teams. They would clap anyone in college football right now. That is the cliche that needs to die. Although the best college football team would beat the worst NFL team. No. The NFL teams are all full of grown men.
You know the college all-stars used to face the Super Bowl champion.
And what happened?
It just happened all the time.
Oh, wait, the Super Bowl champions?
Huh?
What?
The NFL champion.
Oh, like the 60s
Look
and 50s?
Up. Yeah.
And I'm sure they...
The 60s and 50s. Like, that's like forever ago. No, like the 40s and the 30s, too.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that was like 80 years. Sorry. You're going to go back to wax politically about the 30s and 40s?
Yes? I mean, you want to talk about the 1946 49ers and the AAFC and how they shared the division crown with the Browns in the late 40s? We can talk about that.
Let's go to the Axis and the Allies and all of that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. That makes more sense. But I'm glad you specified the seniors, because I was picturing a bunch of like freshmen all-stars or all-Americans just running up.
Guys, college football was bigger at one time than the NFL. I know that's really hard. It's like the Niners, when they first became a team in 46, the Morbido brothers owned the team. They only drafted and only acquired players that went to Santa Clara, Stanford, Cal, like regional teams, USF, Bob St. Clair, for example, Bert Toller, guys like that.
Totally.
So, like, because they wanted those guys who were stars, college football stars, because they were bigger than the NFL.
888-957-9570 is the number. We got the injury report coming up here in the morning.
When I teach you guys.
Yeah, clearly you got it, like Grandpa Joe over here. Yeah. I got the golden ticket. You got out of bed this morning. 888-957-9570.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.